When we're reading through the Acts of the Apostles, it's hard for us to appreciate the missionary zeal of the early Christians. Today we hear the story of Paul, who is in Athens. And if we track St. Paul's journey from Jerusalem to Athens, the distance from Athens to Jerusalem is about 1,200 kilometers by air, or by driving, it's about 3,000 kilometers. That's equivalent to about a 33-hour car ride. It's the same as going from Calgary to Ottawa, but instead of going by car, you're going by camel or by foot. I highlight the extreme distances traveled by the early Christians because it demonstrates the extreme love and zeal that they had of proclaiming the God to a people who did not know God. And so St. Paul is in Athens right now because it's no longer safe for him to be in northern Greece where he was before, because there's persecution happening there. And so the Christians were afraid that Paul would be stoned to death or onto the brink of death again. So they sent him to southern Greece, in Athens, about 500 kilometers away. And as Paul's there on his own, he doesn't let this moment of safety pass by without revealing the mystery of our God. Paul was invited by the people of Athens to come up to the Areopagus. And the Areopagus was a hill dedicated to Ares, the god of war. And so on that area, Paul began to wage war against the plethora of idols. And he makes a very interesting observation. He said, "I looked carefully at your objects of worship. I found among them an altar with the inscription, 'To an unknown God.'" Historically, the Greeks had honored specific gods for saving them from fires or earthquakes or floods. However, there was this one instance in the 6th century in Athens where a plague had ravaged the city, and they appealed to their gods that they had known, but these gods could not save them. So what they did was they prayed to this unknown god. And what happened was when the plague was lifted, they wanted to honor this unknown god, but they didn't know his name. And so they made an altar to an unknown god. This is a very interesting observation on a historical level, but a spiritual level, it reveals the yearning of their hearts. There are two aspects to this observation: the objects of their worship and the altar to an unknown god. The objects of their worship represent what they knew about God, yet at the same time, the altar to the unknown God represented what they did not know about God. It represents the fact that they knew something or thought they knew something about the mystery of God, yet at the same time, they had no idea. And they knew that there was something more. And I think this principle is demonstrated in the life of St. Augustine. As many of you know, St. Augustine lived a very debaucherous life as a young man, who engaged in his lusts. And so he had his objects of worship, his lusts that he engaged in. Yet at the same time, he knew in his own heart, there was this unknown God of his heart, the unknown God of his desires. So when he was reflecting upon his life as a young man, he writes this: "I strayed further from thee, and thou lettest me alone. And I was tossed about, and I boiled over in my fornications, and thou heldest thy peace. And I had wandered further and further from thee with a proud dejectedness and a restless weariness." So St. Augustine experienced this restlessness, that I thought this was the God that I was worshiping, but there's this unknown God that's still nagging me. And so when he encounters the unknown God of his heart, the unknown God who gave him his restless heart, he uttered these beautiful words: "Late have I loved thee, O beauty ever ancient, ever new. Late have I loved thee." And the word "late" is so beautiful, so poetic, because it's as if he was saying, "I wish I loved you sooner. I wish I knew your beauty earlier. Instead of wasting my love on my objects, these false objects of worship, I wish I knew your beauty, which is of ancient origin, But the depths of its mystery is always ever new. And so the application for us today is that we're not like the Athenians. We do know the God of our worship. Yet at the same time, we're similar to the Athenians, similar to St. Augustine, because we do not know the fullness of the mystery of who God is. So we want to learn more. We want to yearn more for him and desire after him. Unfortunately, God does not want to be an unknown God to us. He gives us the spirit of truth so that we know him deeper and deeper. And so, Holy Spirit, today we're praying to guide us into all the truth, into the inexhaustible mystery of the Father and the Son, the inexhaustible mystery of the beauty ever ancient, yet ever new. May you grant us a deeper knowledge of you, so that you do not become an unknown God to us, and so that we may never waste any opportunity to know you and to love you more.